black and white. I have a few copies. And also an outline that looks like this. Roy? Afternoon study on Tuesday afternoons is in the book of Acts, chapter 16.
我们周二下午的学习呢，是在《使徒行传》的十六章。
I believe this is our fourth.
我们是第四次
week.Studying Acts chapter 16. We didn't quite get to our outline yet, but we're working on it.
还没有用到我们这个单章，一直在看这个地图。
Roy, do you remember the first ones are free, the second ones, you know. They go up $5 every week. Yes. Okay, one more here. Okay, very good. Everybody got a copy now?
每个人都有了。
Okay. Let me say that Harold Summers and Norma Stevenson, yes, are stuck in Surrey.
所以 Norma 和 Harold 呢，在苏里来不了了，下大雪。
The snow is too dangerous to.For them to get out, so they won't be here today or this evening, so we might pray for them.
对，他们今天和到晚上他们不会过来，我们可以为他们祷告。
So let's open our session in prayer this afternoon.
我们一起来做个开始的祷告。
Father in heaven, it is a privilege and a great opportunity to study the Bible.
父啊，如此的荣幸，也如此大的机会来学习圣经。
And for all who have come today, each one has a different need.
每个来的人，我们里面有不同的需要。
And Father, I would not know the needs of these people.
我不知道每一个人里面的需要。
But you know the needs.
但是你知道。
If I knew the needs, Father, I could not meet.The need.
即便我知道，我也不能满足这需要。
But you can.
但是你可以。
And we know when we open the Bible that the Word of God speaks to our souls.
当我们翻开圣经，我们知道神的话就对我们的灵说话。
And we pray today that you will speak to every heart.
我们盼望今天您对每一个心说话。
And that we, as an audience today, might.Open our hearts to receive your word.
我们也愿意开我们的心来接受这话语。
And so, Lord, please, in thy mercy, give us a good study this afternoon.
主啊，在你的怜悯里，求您给我们一个很好的学习。
And we do ask your blessing on Harold and Norma when they could not be here with us.
也求您祝福 Harold 和 Norma 当他们不能跟我们在一起的时候。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, open your Bibles to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
And while you are finding Acts chapter 16, I have to tell you a story.
然后你翻开十六章呢，我跟你们讲个故事。
I had a phone call one time, and a man said to me, "How do you start a church?"
我有一次接到个电话，一个人跟我说，你怎么开始一个教会？
He said, I already bought an empty church building. I have the building.
他说我买了一个空的教会的建筑。
But I don't know how to get the people to come to my church.
但是我不知道怎么让人能来我的教会。
So what would you recommend?
你会做什么建议?
I said, I recommend you sell the building.
我说我建议你把这建筑卖了。
Because that is not the way to start a church.
我说这不是一个开始教会的方式。
So in Acts chapter 16, we know how God starts a church.
从十六章我们知道呢，神是怎么开始一个教会。
It's really not that hard.
不这么的难的。
Now, first of all, we need to define what is a church.
首先我们要定义教会是什么。
So does anyone know the definition of a church?
有谁知道教会的定义吗？
两个或三个在一起，他就在我们中间。
Two to three gather together, is among us.
Okay, where two or three are gathered. Is this a church today?
这是今天的教会吗？
Two or three. They're here. Interesting, isn't it? Do we need a building to have a church?
需要一个建筑吗?
No. No building? How about big cross on the top? Do we need a big cross?
No.
需不需要大十字架呢?
Okay.What do we need?
我们需要什么?
Heart? Anybody got any spare hearts? We could get some hearts together. Okay. Interesting. So, at the risk of being too repetitive... Let me go over again what the church is.
我们再来过一遍啊，这个教会是怎样的。
Do you know what the word Christian means?
基督徒这个词什么意思啊？
One who belongs to Christ.
就那属基督的人。
Christ one.
基督的那一个。
Do you know what the word church means?
教会这词什么意思?
Called out ones.
呼召出来的人。
Called out ones.
就是召出来的。
Don't use permanent. Right. We've done this so many times, we're going to do it again. Okay. Okay. Called out ones, church. Okay. Now, over here we have Adam. Adam is the head of what race?
所以这边是亚当，亚当是哪一族的头啊？
Human race, exactly. I was in a home once, and there was a teenage girl who was going to university, and she had to fill out an application to go.
碰到一个十几岁的孩子，他要申请大学。
And one of the questions was, "What is your race?"
有一个问题呢，填表要写你是哪一族的。
So she said to her mother, "Mama, what is our race?"
再问他父母，我们是哪一族的
？And her mother said, "Human."
他妈回答说，人呢？人这一族的。
So it doesn't matter where you have come from. We're all part of the human race, and Adam is the head. Now, we go over this so many times I feel stupid to do it again, but you will remember that Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and sin came into the human race. So one thing we can say here is all have sinned.
那亚当和夏娃呢？吃了上树果子，他就犯罪了。所
有 all have sinned. Okay.
在罪中。
So here we are, human race, all have sinned. All are separated from God. We're born dead. I know that's what do you call it? But we're born dead.
生来是死的。
That's the reason we have to be born again.
这就是为什么我们必须要重生。
Okay. So, the Lord Jesus is the head of what is called the church.
那耶稣呢，是教会的头。
Or his body.
或者说他肢体，他身体的头。
His body called the church.
他的身体就是教会。
So, how do you get in the church?
那你怎么能进教会呢？
Who is the church? What is the church?
谁是教会？教会是什么？
We know that the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross. He was buried and he rose again the third day.
我们都知道耶稣为我们死在十架上，他埋了，第三天复活了。
So, when a sinner, I'm going to call him the son of Adam, understands that he is separated from God and he needs forgiveness, the only way to be forgiven is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, your own personal Savior.
亚当的后裔，罪人意识到自己犯了罪。需要得着神的审判的那唯一的方式就是接受基督成为他的救主。
So, when the sinner trusts Christ as the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I have a new position for you.
当一个罪人接受基督成为救主呢，神就说，我现在给你一个新的地位。
You know, we often say that Jesus is the only way.We sing it. Jesus is the only way.
我们常说呢，耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
So there is no other way for the son of Adam to become the son of the Lord Jesus or to be in his church.
没有别的方法是亚当的后裔变成神的后裔进到他的教会。
You can't go this way.
你不能这么样。
And you can't go this way.
你或者从底下再过来。
There's no way.
没有别的路。
Only through Christ.
只能
He's the only way.
只能通过基督，他是唯一的道路。
So now we have a new race. They're still humans, but we have a new race. We have a new entity, we have a new group of people, and it is called the church.
现在我们有新的一组啊，新的一个部分，新的一群人，他们叫做教会。
And if you're taking notes, you can write down 1 Corinthians chapter 12, okay? It talks about the church, and it says the church is like a body.
所以灵前十二章呢，在讲教会，教会就像一个身体。
The church is like a body. Got a body over here.And we got a body over here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about parts of the body.
对，灵前呢，十二章在讲身体的不同部分。
And on our Sunday afternoon Christian training classes, we've been talking about the parts of the body and how the body operates.
我们上周日的主日基督徒培训呢，我们在讲身体的不同部分和彼此的合作。
So, I want you to think about the church like this. When we realize that we are a sinner and we trust Christ as our Savior, the Bible says we are the called out ones. Called us out of our sin.Into his body, the church. The word church means called out one.
所以，当我们意识到自己是个罪人，接受基督成为救主呢，圣经就把我们称为被召出的一群人。从哪呢？从我原来的罪中召出来，进到神的身体，就是教会里。
You might actually think about this group over here as being the world.
你可以把这一群的人左边呢
here's the whole world.
左边这群人叫做世人世界。
Now, let's remember, we're not talking about literal physical things. We're talking about spiritual positions.
所以，当我们不是在讲有形的东西啊，我们是在讲属灵的地位。
Whenever the sinner trusts Christ.He's the called out ones, and now he is part of the church.
所以当一个人罪人悔改接受基督，他就被召出来，属灵的人进到教会里去。
Okay, now I'm going to ask you the question: Which church?
好，我再问你一个问题：什么教会
？Is it Catholic Church or Protestant Church?
或者是长老会还是
？Don't give it away.
还是天主教？
Is it Baptist Church or Brethren Church?
这个弟兄会呢，还是浸信会
？Is it Pentecostal Church or Lutheran Church?
是五旬节会呢，还是路德宗
？Which church?
路德宗，哪一个？哪一个
？Called out one.
被招出来的，到底是指什么教会
？Earlier, when I asked for the definition. The answer was where two or three are gathered in His name.
当我一开始问的呢，有个姊妹说两三个人奉他的名。
Let me suggest that we cannot see this church. It's invisible.
那我要告诉大家呢，我们是看不见这个教会的。
It is real.
它是真的。
But it is invisible.
但是看不见的。
So, let's say a person from Australia trusts Jesus, he's in the church, and then a person from Russia, they trust the Lord Jesus, and he's in the church, and then all over the world, all over the globe, boys and girls and men and women accept the Lord Jesus, and they're in the church.
No.一个在澳大利亚的他信主了他在这个教会里一个在俄罗斯的信主了他也在这个教会里全世界信主的男人女人男孩女孩全部在这个教会里
So we're going to call this the big church
我们把这个叫做大的教会
the invisible church
无形的教会
and every person who has trusted Jesus as their savior they're in the churchThat's their new position.
每一个信靠基督成为救主的
They're in the church.
都在这个教会里。
Can't see it, but they're there.
看不见，但是在。
Now, we're going to call that the big church, the unseen church, and now we're going to talk about a little church.
我们看见大的，看不见的教会。那我们看看一个小的教会。
Called 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
比方说，我们十六街教会。
In the big church, there's a little church.
所以在大的教会里面会有很多。
There's one right there.
小的地方教会。
And then there's another one over here, and over here, and over here.
不同的，他画不同的点啊。
And the whole thing is filled up with little churches.
所以整个大的肢体呢，是由很多小教会组成的。
And these little churches are people who gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus in a location.
所以这个小教会呢，就是一群人奉耶稣的名在地一个地方聚会。
In the book of the Revelation, the Lord Jesus wrote some letters and gave some messages to seven churches.
启示录里呢，耶稣写了七封信给七个教会。
Remember that?
记得吗
？To the church at
给到
Ephesus, to the church at
以弗所的
Smyrna, to the church at okay, Laodicea, church. So which one was the real church? They were all little churches in the big church.
所以这七个教会都是。大的教会里的小的组成。
We're going to call the big church the universal body of Christ.
那我们把大的这个教会呢叫做
big.
神的普世的教会普世的。
And the little churches we're going to call the local expression of the body of Christ.
那我们把小的教会呢叫做地方教会神的。肢体在地方的表现。
So, how did God start a church in Philippi? Was our question.
那我们的问题是，神怎么在腓立比起头做这个教会的？
Well, first, God went out and built a great big building, right?
有没有神造了一个大建筑呢？
No. Go like this. Go like this. No.That is not the way God starts a church. God starts a church in here.
所以神不是这么造的。
In the heart.
教会是从里面开始，从我们心里开始。
And when the sinner responds to that, they are called out and called in.
所以当罪人回应，他们就被神从世界招出来，招进普世教会。
Who in our story in Acts chapter 16, who is the first person who is going to be part of the little church called the Church of Philippi? Who is the first person to be in that church?
在十六章我们看见谁是腓立比地方教会的第一人呢
Lydia, very good.
Lydia.
Who was the second person?
谁是第二个呢
Her household.
是吕底亚的家人。
Those in her household. We don't know who they were, but that's what it says. Her household believed.
15.
And when she and her household were baptized. Okay.
她和她的一家既领了洗啊，十六章十五节。
Now we learned something in our first class this morning.That you can't get baptized until you become a Christian. Okay, you got to be a Christian first. So when it says her household along with Lydia were baptized, then we know what that means. We know that that means that those in her household, maybe they were family members, maybe they were servants. We don't know, but we know they believed too.
所以我们今天上午知道呢。你若不相信呢，你受洗也没有意义的。所以受洗就代表着这人已经相信了。所以这一家呢，也许不一定是他的亲人，也许是他的仆人，反正这些人都信了。
Okay. So go to the last verse of Acts 16.
使徒行传的最后一节，十六章的最后一节。
Verse 40.
四十节。
So they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed.
二人出了监，往吕底亚家里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番，就走了。
Now, a lot happens between verse 15 and verse 40 in Acts 16.
所以十五节到四十节发生了很多事情。
And among other things, other people get saved. They trust the Lord and are put into the big invisible body of Christ, the church.
那除了其他的事呢，还有一件，就是还有人得救了，他们信靠了主，进到了普世教会。
And God now is forming a little church, a local expression of the big church, and he's adding people into that body. The little church.
开始建立一个小小的教会的地方，然后把人带到这个小教会去。
Go back to chapter 2 of Acts.
使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2, and verse 41. Acts 2 and 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
And look at verse 47.
47节。
Praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So, whenever a sinner accepts Christ, the Lord says, I'm going to add him to the church. I'm going to add her to the church. Initially, there was 120 in the upper room, and then about 3,000 got saved, and the Lord added them to the church. That was a big church, but it's something interesting.The big church and the little church were the same at that time.
所以当一个人从左边这个亚当的这里出来了以后呢，神就会把他加到右边那个普世教会里去。就像那一天呢，本来在三千人得救前呢，信主的也就是那个房间里的120个人，现在3000个人得救了，3000个人进去了。但是呢，在这个时候，主会使得让我们看见在那个时代普世的教会和地方教会是合一的，是一样的。
The reason I know that is because in Acts chapter 2, this is the very beginning of the big church. The very beginning. People added into Christ, and the big church was the same as the church in Jerusalem. It was only one other church.Only one church, and it was in Jerusalem, and it was the big church. At that time, they were together.
因为那个是教会的起始，所以就这一个教会。所以在那个时候呢，普世的教会就是在耶路撒冷这个地方的教会。所有人，既是地方教会的人，也是普世教会的人。
Now, in time, as things develop, they were under persecution. They were...being hunted down. And so some of these Christians who were in Jerusalem at that time, they had to run for their lives to get out of Jerusalem. Remember they killed Stephen, you remember him? And they picked up stones and said, let's get some more Christians. And they were persecuting the Christians.
那你都记得后面的逼迫就来了，所以当他们杀斯提凡的时候，你们都记得啊。啊，他们拿起石头，还想去再去找更多的基督徒迫害。自此呢，基督徒就从耶路撒冷开始四散了。
对 ，So some of the Christians stayed in Jerusalem. Some of the Christians went way up north of Jerusalem. I don't think it's on our map. Let me look.
有的人还待在耶路撒冷，有的人呢就往北跑了。
Yeah. You see Jerusalem on the map. Some of the Christians went to Antioch, see, north of Jerusalem,
in Syria.
And some went to the island of Cyprus. You can see that island in the Mediterranean.
还有人跑去塞浦路斯了，就那个岛啊。
And what happens now is there's a church in Jerusalem, and there's another church in Antioch, and then you see where the missionaries went, and they preached the gospel, and people got saved. And there were little churches started now all over. And this church, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, is a result of the work of God, the Holy Spirit, 2,000 years later, taking the gospel, and one is saved, and another is saved, and they get together to study the Word of God, and the next thing you know, just like it happened in Philippi, a church is born. A little church. One of these.
所以这些小教会啊，包括我们十六间呢，也都是这么起来的。就是一开始呢，会有一群的人开始在一起读经啊，一起敬拜神。慢慢呢，就这一个地方的教会就起来了。然后由随着基督徒因为逼迫四散呢，他们到了安提阿，也到了更北面，一个一个地方的小教会就都起来了。
So. How to start a church?
那怎么开始一个教会呢?
Preach the gospel.
讲福音就好了。
When people accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you baptize them.
当人信了这福音，接受基督成为救主，你就给他施洗。
After you baptize them, you teach them the word of God.
你给他施洗之后呢，你把神的道教给他。
And every missionary.Who has ever gone on the mission field, who has established a church, that is the way the church is established.
所以每一个传道人去不同的地方建立教会都是这么做的。
You don't buy a building, you don't put up a sign, say, come to our church. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in people's hearts, calling them out from the world to the Lord Jesus.
所以既不是你去做什么广告，也不是买个建筑，而是呢，神的灵呢，在每个人里面使他确据知道，把他从世界里呼召出来，成为教会。
Things have really gotten messed up in the world today.
那今天的世界呢，真的把这个事情搞得很混乱了。
The Apostle Paul wrote a letter one day, and he said, "I'm going to send this letter to the church in Rome."
那保罗有一次写了一封信，他说我要把这个信写给罗马的教会。
I wonder who got the letter.
我就在想谁得到这封信呢？
What if I said I am going to write a letter and I'm going to send it to the church in Vancouver?
那我在想，如果我说我要写一封信，写给温哥华的教会
，Who would get the letter？
那这封信谁会收到
？It would be very interesting.
这个很有意思嘛。
See, man has decided that he can make a better church than God could make.
人可能会觉得他能做一个教会比神做得更好。
And so man says, "This is what I want my church to be like." And another man says, "And I want my church to be like that." And another one says, "But I want my church to be like this." And all of a sudden, we got denomination.
那有一次，有的人说呢，我要像我的，让我的教会像这样；另一个人说呢，我要让我的教会像那样。那我说呢，我要让我的教会像这样。我们三个的意见呢，就最后就成了宗派了。
You know what is?The same with every denomination, they had one man started.
那你知道每一个宗派有什么共同点吗？因为他们起点的那个人都是一样的。
They all have a person. You know, the Baptists say John the Baptist, and this is we got a Baptist church, you know. And the Methodists, they have a man. And the Pentecostals, and they have a. Everybody has a man. The only man.That we need is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the real, technically true church, only in Christ.
所以每一个宗派啊，他都会往上找一个人，就是我们的宗派是从这个人开始的。 啊，比如说施洗约翰，比如说其他的使徒啊。但问题是呢，我们每一个主里的人都是从基督开始的，所以这个才是真正我们要回到的。
You have to be very, very careful. There's only one head of the church, only one.
所以我们要小心，教会只有一个头，就是基督。
Even the brethren, they like to say, well, this man and this man and this man and the brethren were started. That's not the way I think about it.
对，即便弟兄会哈，也常会进到这个境况里，会说，哎呀，这是。往前倒到某一个人，从他开始的这个弟兄会啊，我并不认为这是个好的方式来理解。
There are godly men and women, but only one head of the church, and that is the Lord Jesus.
有很多属神的男人和女人，但是最终都只有一个头，就是主耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, "I will build." My church.
所以马太十六章，耶稣说呢，我要建立我的教会。
If Jesus doesn't build the church, you labor in vain who build it.
如果你不是基督在建教会呢，你做工就是徒劳的。
You say, well, how you build a church is not a building.
如果你建教会都不是一个建筑，你怎么建呢？
You build a church by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to sinners that they can be saved and the Lord can add them to the church.
相反，你是把神的福音讲给罪人听，让他们能得救，神就把他们挪进神的普世教会里面。
So, I would encourage you to be followers of the Lord Jesus and that your guidelines for the church is the Bible, the Word of God.
我需要鼓励大家成为主耶稣的跟从者。那这样的话呢，你的引导哈，你用的书就是本圣经了。
I believe there are many, many churches that preach the truth of God.
我相信有很多很多的教会都在讲神的真理。
We are certainly not the only ones.
我们肯定不是唯一的那个。
But there are also many, many churches that do not preach the truth of God.
同样也会有很多很多教会不讲神的真理。
And so you have to be very careful which church you associate with.
对，你要小心你要去聚会的教会是怎么样的。
I have a friend who said there is no perfect church.
对，我有朋友说呢，教会没有完美的。
I disagree with him.
那我和他的意见不一致。
This one's perfect.
这个普世教会就是完美。
There is one.
有一个。
The problem with this church and other Bible teaching churches, the problem is, you ready? People.
那这个教会和其他讲圣经的教会的麻烦在哪？
If we didn't have any people, we wouldn't have any problems.
如果我没有人，就不会有麻烦。
But God takes sinners, saves them, and brings them into the church, and then says, "Get along with one another." You know.
神却救了罪人，把他们放在教会里
，work together，
彼此能和睦相处。
So I look out here today, and I say, "Lord, I can't get along with these people. They're all Chinese. I don't know anything about Chinese."
今天呢？我一看，哎，我说主啊，我怎么跟他们和睦相处呢？我都不跟他们是一族的，我他们是中国人。
And the Lord says, "I do. I know everything about Chinese people."
主说呢，我知道所有中国人的事。
And he says, "Chinese or Taiwanese or Russian or South American or North, just they're all coming in, and we're going to all work together because Jesus is the head of the church." And he puts the body together as it pleases him.
所以不管你是哪一国人，神都把你招进来，做他的工，然后所做这个肢体所做的工呢，都是使神喜悦的。
We had a big problem in our church I'm going to say the church was on the southeast corner of the moon. That's where this church was. We had a big problem in that church. Southeast corner of the moon.
Southeast, 就是东南角的月亮的东南角的那个教会啊，是有一些麻烦。他可能想讲。
Because I don't want you to guess where it was.
我不想让你猜。
Southeast corner.
他说有一个教会很有麻烦，就是月亮的东南角的那个教会。所以你就不要猜是哪个教会了啊。
And the problem in the church was a woman.
那这个教会的麻烦来自于一个妇人。
And she was the wife of an elder.
她呢是一个长老的妻子。
And she was acting in a very ungodly way.
那这个妇人呢，就完全不是用属神的方式在行事。
So we had to have a meeting. I don't like these kind of meetings, but we had to have one.
那我们必须要开个会。
And so the other elders came, and I came, and this man and his wife came to the meeting. And we have to address the problem.
我来了，其他的长老也来了，这个长老和他的妻子也来了，我们要谈谈这个问题。
The problem was really this lady was picking and choosing her friends and rejecting other people who were Christians in the church. She was rejecting some and making friends out of others. And it was dividing the church.
那这个妇人做的最糟这个事情是什么呢？就是她选了一些人成为她的朋友，却拒绝和另外一些人交往，那导致教会的纷争分裂。
I was really, really stupid in that meeting.
我在那个会上呢很愚蠢。
Because they asked me to address this lady, and I agreed.
因为他们告诉我去跟这个妇人谈一谈，我还同意了。
So, I said to her, "You are showing favorites in the body of Christ, the church. You are showing favorites, and some people are really discouraged and really hurt." Because you won't speak to them, or you won't include them in certain activities.
那这就说呢，那你呢在教会里呢有这个偏好哈、啊，那有那就导致呢有一些人就特别沮丧啊，那因为你不愿意跟他们交往。
And she said, "That is just my nature." That is just my character. I've always been like this.
啊，这个妇人说呢，那这就是我的本性啊，我的性格就是这样，我一直这样。
So I said to her, "I thought you got saved."
我就跟她说呢，我原来以为你得救了。
Jesus Christ changes life. You cannot hide behind your old nature or your old self. When Jesus comes in, he cuts across traditions and across biases and prejudices, and he makes a new person in Christ.
因为当基督进到你里面来，他是改变你生命，他把你的偏见，把你的一切的喜好。性格都改变了，然后你会有完全不同的一个人。
I said I was born and raised in Mississippi.
我说呢，我是在密西西比出生长大的。
And I grew up to hate black people.
我在那里呢，我长大的环境呢就很讨厌黑人。
It was just my culture.
文化就是这样。
It's just the way I grew up.
我生长的环境就是这样。
But I got saved.
然后后来我得救了。
And Jesus changed my heart.
耶稣改变了我的心。
You cannot remain the same when Jesus Christ comes into your life.
所以当耶稣进到你生命里来呢，你不可能还和以前一样的。
Do you remember the story when Lazarus died, Jesus' friend Lazarus, he died and Jesus went to the tomb?
你记得拉萨路死，耶稣去那坟地吗？
And Jesus spoke his name, he said, Lazarus, come forth from the tomb.
耶稣说拉萨路出来，从墓地里出来。
And Lazarus came forth from the tomb wrapped in grave clothes.
所以拉撒路从墓里出来呢，被那个裹尸布捆着。
And Jesus said to the servants, "Loose him and let him go."
所以耶稣对仆人说呢，解开叫他走。他对拉撒路。
You can't live with grave clothes on.
所以你不能活着还被裹尸。
Can't even walk.
捆着你是没法走路的。
Okay. The grave clothes can represent our old life.The old things that we had before Jesus.
所以裹尸布呢，就代表我们的旧我，我们老我的生命啊，在认识耶稣以前。
And as a new Christian in Christ, I got to take off all those old grave clothes and let them go. The old habits, the old character, the old life.
所以我们信主以后呢，我们要把一切的老我、一切旧的习性，通通丢在后面。
You know, one of the biggest arguments for abortion is that the woman says, I want to be in control of my body.
那很多在堕胎里的妇人说呢，那我要控制我，我要做我自己的主。
She should have thought about that when she had sex.
那她应该有这个念头呢，应该是怀孩子之前就应该有。他要自己想好了再做。
And the Christian must say, I am not in control of my body. I was bought with a price. I am not my own. I am to glorify God in my body and my spirit, which is God. The Christian has no rights anymore. We give up all of our rights when we trust.
那一个基督徒他应该说的是什么呢？就当他信的那一刻呢，他已经把他所有的权利交给主了，所以他没有他自己的主权，所以他的主是基督啊，他没有，他不能说我可以做自己的主。
If you were going to start a business, you would say, I am taking applications for you to work for me. Bring your applications, I will look at the application and decide whether I want to hire you or not.
当你在生意里呢，有人说我要去你的工作，你说把你的申请表拿来，我看看，我来决定。
When you have a church, anybody can come.
那你要是在教会里呢，是每个人都能来的。
Whoever walks through the door.
任何进这扇门的都可以来。
The tendency is to say, oh, we don't want them. They're not like us.
这里的趋势是呢，哎呀，我们会分门别类，说我们不喜欢这类人，他们不像我们一样。
And we want to pick and to choose who we have.
我们总喜欢倾向于挑我们愿意跟我们在一起的人。
Guess who picks and chooses who's in the church?
你猜谁来选择谁在教会啊？十字架,
doesn't matter where they come from, the gutter or the temple, the top or the bottom, the small, the great, anybody that trusts the Lord Jesus gets in. Here they are.
所以不管左边这里到底他是高是低，是贫是富，是什么样的人，只要他出来，他经过十字架就进到普世教会里去。
So the Bible says,The foot cannot say to the eye, I have no need of you.
所以当他进到普世教会呢，神就说呢，这个手啊，脚啊，不能跟眼睛说我不需要你。
The body is put together by God so that it is complete, everyone doing their part.
所以身体是神组织在一起的，它是很完整的，没有任何一块可以少。
If you were to have an abscess on your left foot, on one of your toes is infected, you would not take a hammer and say, I am going to punish that toe. I just, it means nothing to me. It's just a little toe, and I'm going to punish that toe. And you would find out very quickly how important that little toe is to your body.
如果你发现你的左边脚趾呢，一个小脚趾发炎了，你不会拿一个大锤子说，哎呀，这不没有什么用，我要惩罚一下它，这小脚趾没什么用，我要把它敲掉。当你真把它敲掉，你就意识到你少了一块很重要的东西。
The Bible says if one member of the body suffers, the whole body suffers with it.
所以圣经说呢，当肢体的一部分受难啊，整个全身都跟着一起受苦。
So in the body of Christ and in the little church, the local expression, we need one another.
所以在神的 教会啊，在 地方的这个小家呢，我们是彼此需要的。
See, if I cut my left hand, you know what my right hand does? Stops the bleeding. Helps. It helps.
如果我左手不小心割伤了，在流血，你猜我的右手会怎么样？赶紧上去摁住伤口。
You imagine, I cut my left hand and my right hand said, "You stupid, you should have never done. I'm getting, get out of here. Where am I going? I'm attached. I can't go anywhere."
你很难想象，你左手割伤了，你的右手上去训斥他，你怎么这么笨呢？你我他上去打他，是不可能的。
And yet Christians get mad at one another. You didn't wear the right clothes today. Some stupid thing like that.
但是基督徒却经常彼此的生气啊，说你哎你没衣服穿的不对。
Or I don't like the way you looked at me.
不喜欢你看我的样子。
And I don't like what you said either.
我不喜欢你说话的方式。
It's crazy. God never designed it like that.
这个是很糟糕的，因为神不是这么做的。
I'm not my own. I gave up my rights when I trusted Jesus.
我不再是我自己，因为我信靠主的那一刻就把我的权利放掉。
So the Lord is starting a church in Philippi, and I find it really, really interesting that out of all of the churches.That God started by the hand of the Apostle Paul, this one that started on a riverbank and in a prison, Paul said, "You're the only ones that kept up with me all these years." The only church.
所以保罗兴起建立了很多教会啊，就在这么一个地方，这个河边和监狱起来的这么一个教会，腓立比教会啊，是保罗最满意的。保罗一直夸赞。人家在找腓立比书的一句话，专门写给这个教会一封信，叫腓立比书。
Oh yeah, thank you.Philippians chapter 1 and verse 5.
腓立比书一章五节。
So now these years later, Paul is writing a letter back to that little church, Lydia, her house, the jailer, hopefully the slave girl, we hope she got in, you know, and others. Okay, he writes a letter back in verse 5.Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And we could say, you Lydia in your house, and you Philippian jailer in your house, and those that trusted the Lord, okay? I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel.From the first day until now.
腓立比书的一章三节到五节，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Mm-hmm. I think there's another reference, I don't see it right now, where he says, no one has continued on like you guys have in supporting him in the ministry. Anyhow. Okay, so let's go back to Acts 16.
我们回到使徒行传16章。
Now, last week, I think we left off with the jailer in the dark calling for a light. You remember that part?
那上一周我们停在哪呢? 就是
That's around verse 28.
28节就狱卒叫要拿灯来。
We talked about the earthquake. We talked about the prisoners listening to Paul and Silas singing and praying.
我们听见了，我们讲到了地震，讲到了囚犯们听保罗、希拉唱诗。
Then the keeper of the prison in verse 27 woke up and he thought everybody was gone and he was going to kill himself. Why was he going to kill himself?
27，禁足醒了，他以为别人全跑了，所以想要自杀。 为什么他要自杀?
Why did he want to kill himself?
为什么他想要自杀呢?
Okay, what was that?
他失职了嘛，被惩罚。
Yeah. He will be punished because all the prisoners are left.
When he was given the responsibility to keep the prisoners, he knew that if the prisoners escaped, they would punish him instead. So rather than allowing his superiors to take him and torture him, he thought, I'm just going to get it over with. I'm just going to just follow my sword or kill myself.
所以他说呢，他知道当任何一个囚犯被逃了以后呢，他是会被惩罚的。所以他与其被别人惩罚，他不如就自己死了。So
in verse 29, in that dark prison, he called for a light. He ran in. He came trembling before Paul and Silas.
所以那天晚上呢，他拿灯来哈，就战战兢兢地伏在保罗、希拉面前。And
he asked them the question, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
他们就问了他们一个问题，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
Okay. Now, in your outline, the sheet that I've given you, not the map, but the outline, we have suggested that we make a lot of decisions and answer a lot of questions in our life, but we suggest that this is the most important question because it determines where you will spend eternity.
那我们一生会有很多的问题，但是这个问题却是最重要的一个，因为它决定了我们在哪里度过我们的永恒。
In our introduction, during the average lifespan, we are faced with many questions, questions that call for vital decisions. There is the question of education, of vocation, of marriage, place of residence, etc. But of all the questions we must seek to answer, the most important is the one asked by the Philippian jailer, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
所以这个单章前面的介绍讲呢，在一个人的一生里呢，我们会面对很多问题。 这些问题呢，都要我们有很重要的决定，比方说呢，教育的、职业的、婚姻的、居所的等等。但是所有这些问题里面，有一个就是这个腓立比狱卒所问的，才是最重要的，就是先生，我当如何才能得救？
Whenever you read and study your Bible, I'd like for you to remember this.
所以当你读圣经的时候，我要你记得这一件事。
Slow down.
就是慢下来。
Don't read too fast.
别读太快了。
Stop and think.
停下来想。
As you read.
读的时候要想的。
I think we talked about this a little bit, but I want to go back to verse 30. Verse 30. The jailer brought them out and said, Sirs. Sirs.
所以三十节呢，他说二位先生。
It is a term of respect.
这是一个尊称。
It is a reference to acknowledging someone and their position over you or their age, perhaps older than you. Call them sir.
所以你认可对方呢，他的地位比你高，或者说年龄比你长，你管尊称他为先生。
Now let me give you an example of the difference and how it could be said.
那我来告诉你这个区别哈，这个该怎么去说出来。
Say, hey boy, come here and get that for me, would you?
你说，哎，孩子，给我拿，就搞定这个事儿。
In other words, I'm superior. I'm in control. I'm the authority. Hey, you. Hey, boy. Come here. Go do this.
这个意味着呢，我是掌权，我是那个位分高的，所以我说，哎，孩子，过来，你来帮我。
That's different from saying, sir, what would you like for me to do?
这个和你说先生，我能为你做点什么，
是完
全不一样。
Sir, would you please do this for me?
或者说先生，你能为我做这个吗？
There's a different way of respect. One, you belittle, the other, you respect.
那一个呢是你轻视，一个是你尊敬。
We have a tradition, I guess it's a tradition in Mississippi. As a young boy or girl, if you speak to an adult,Not necessarily old, but any adult, you would address them by Mr. or by Miss and use their first name.
在密西西比呢，我们尊敬人的方式呢，就是先讲先生，再加他的姓啊。
So, if I was,
再加他的名，对。
Yeah, if I was going to. address Lynn and I would say Miss Lynn, how are you today?
我会说呢，哎，林女士，你今天怎么样？
Or Mr. David, how are you today?
David 先生，你今天怎么样？
And very good, very good. So it's a sign of respect. It's a sign ofhonor is there. So here is a jailer. You think this guy is tough, let me tell you. His mother probably raised him on tiger milk.
你知道这是个狱卒啊，他是非常难对付的，我猜他妈妈是用虎奶给他喂的。
This, you gotta be tough. You're going to be a jailer. You're going to be the one in charge of the jail. You got to be rough and tough. You got to be strong. You got to be on top of your game. If they bring prisoners.
你要很强壮，你要非常难对付，才能应付这些事。
And you can believe this guy would have had a lot of experience.
所以这个人应该会有很有经验。
But In the middle of the night, in the dark, he calls for a light, and he says, Sirs.
但在半夜，他叫了一盏灯过来，他说，两位先生。
He is acknowledging that these men, whoever they are, they have something that I don't have that I want.
所以他承认这两个人无论他是谁，他们有一些我没有，但我想要。
And he's probably thinking they didn't even run away.
他们甚至在想，哎，这些人怎么不跑呢？
And I don't know how they kept the rest of the prisoners there. They didn't run away either. Nobody ran away.
我也不知道他们怎么使剩下的囚犯不跑的，没有人跑。
And there is something about these men, I don't know what it is, but he fell trembling at their feet, and he said, Sirs, I have a question for you.
所以在他心里啊，他战战兢兢地来到这两个人面前，说，先生，我有个问题。
Does anybody know how many times in the Bible, the New Testament, the word Christian is used?
你知道新约里啊，基督徒这个词用了多少次？
If you're fast enough with your Bible program, you can get that.
如果你会很迅速的搜一下这个词，你可以搜得到。
I know Roy's on it already. I can see him. But
four
times. Christian. Three times.
三次。
I got four over here. I got three back there. Who'll give me five? Who'll give me five?
三次，三次，这这个这个。
First one is Acts 11:26. The second is Acts 26:28. The third one is First Peter 4:16.
Three times, not four.
三次，不是四次。
She had me thinking. I thought, did I miss one? Okay. Three times.
三次啊。
So, I find that very interesting. Don't you find that very interesting? That the whole Bible is about Jesus and about being a Christian, and the word Christian is only used three times.
所以整本圣经一直在讲基督和成为基督徒，但是基督徒这个词却只用了三次。
You would think it would be on every page, really.
你可能乍一想会觉得应该每一页都有基督徒这个词才对。
Okay. Now,The word born, or the two words, born again. How many times do you think born again is used?
重生这个词呢 ？Born again 出现过多少次
？Roy's on it. Nicole's on it. Born again.
One, two, three, four, five, seven.
Nine. Born again. Nine.
Nine. 九次
N-I-N-E.
Nine.
Nine.
Yeah.
No.
No. Six.
No. I'm not sure what translations you guys have got. Three. Two. You're getting closer.
John 3:7.
Yeah.
1 Peter 1:23.
You missed the one in John already.
John chapter 3 and verse 3.
Twice in John.
John 3:3.
Okay. 三次啊。
Okay, here's my, yeah, three times. Here's my point. The jailer did not say, what must I do to be a Christian? He didn't say that. But that would have been a good question, right?And he didn't say, what must I do to be born again? It would have been a great question.
所以你可以想一想，这个狱卒他没有说呢，我该做什么成为基督徒？这个也是个非常好的问题。他或者说呢，我该做什么可以重生？这也是个非常好的问题。
But he said, what must I do
to be saved?
To be saved.
但他却说呢，我该做什么才能得救？
Now, this is where it's going to get really hard.How many times is the word saved used in the New Testament?
这个得救这个词在新约出现过。
Don't worry. Lots.
那就不用数了哈。
Lots of times.
太多太多。
So, what can we learn from this? So I go to someone and I'm trying to witness, okay, to them. So I say, are you a Christian? I say to them.
如果我去一个跟一个人做见证，我就问他，我说，哎，你是一个基督徒吗？
And many times people will say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian.
很多人会说，哎，是，我是一个，是一个基督徒。
So I thought, well, maybe the better question would be, are you born again?
那或者我说，哎，可能更好的问题是，你重生了吗？
And the fellow says, oh, yes, 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 I had a total knee replacement. I can get back in the game. I'm born again.
他说，哎，我换了个膝盖，我现在真的是可以，又可以运动了，所以我是重生的。
If you really want to ask somebody the question, you say, are you saved?
如果你真的想问一个人呢，你应该这么问，你得救了吗？
And then they go, from what? I saved. Oh, I had a car accident once, I was saved.
然后他会问你，从哪里得救啊？从一个车祸里吗？
In September of 1982, our house burned to the ground.
1982年的 9月份呢，我家的房子烧了，起火烧完了。
And so the smoke alarm went off in the middle of the night, and we heard the smoke alarm, and we escaped out of the house.
那半夜呢，这个火警啊就响了我房子里头，然后我们听见了，然后我们就从房子里逃出去了。
And I stood in my yard and I watched my house completely destroyed by fire.
然后我站在我的后院里，看着我的房子完全被火烧完。
And you know what I could say?
你猜我能说什么？
I was saved.
我说我得救了。
Out of that fire.
从那火里。
My wife was saved. My two children were saved.
我妻子和两个孩子都得救了。
So the word saved has lots of meanings, right?
所以得救这个词是有很多意义的。
So you could be saved from drowning or saved from a fire or...You could say, I had cancer and I beat it. I was saved.
你可以是从火里，也可以是从癌症里得救。
So what do you think the jailer meant when he said, what must I do to be saved?
你觉得狱卒他说我可以做什么才能得救，他说是什么得救？
Saved from what do you think he meant?
他说什么？从哪里得救？
Punishment of the other people, of the superiors. Okay. You could also use the word, I think, rescued.
你可以用这个词。
What must I do to be rescued?
我需要做什么才能得拯救
？Saved.Okay. Is there anything in the context of Acts 16 that could tell us how much he understood about the question that he's asking?
有没有上下文在十六章让我们知道这个狱卒他知道他问题是什么？
Anything in the story?
有没有？在故事里有什么？
What did the slave girl accuse Paul and his team of doing?
对这个仆人呢，这个鬼妇的这个使女，他们一直在说保罗什么
？These men show to us the way of salvation.
说这些人在传讲救人的道。
These men tell us how to be saved, salvation.
这些人在说我们怎么才能得救。
Now, That's the only reference in the context that would give me a hint that this guy may have known what he was asking for.
那这是一个潜在的一个线索，让我猜测呢，这个狱卒大概知道他问的问题是想问什么。
These men were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The slave girl said, "They show us the way of salvation," and the talk in the town is spreading around. Okay, because the demon was cast out, then they took him and beat him up and threw him in prison. Everybody was talking about it, and you can almost hear him say, "Why did they throw him in prison? What did they do wrong?"
所以你可以想一想，他们在讲神的道，然后呢，使女就在后面说他们在传讲救人的道，然后他们就赶鬼，然后就被抓了打了。所以这个狱卒肯定会问，他们为什么进来的？
The answer was probably, well, they said they were trying to overthrow the government. That they were teaching things that are against the law. But others said they didn't do that. They just told everybody how to be saved.
所以有的人说呢，对话可能是这样，有的人说他们可能想推翻政府，但就另外说不是，他们只是在传讲救人的道。
I suspect that the jailer knew what he was saying, that what must I do to become a person like you have become? What must I do to be saved from my sins?
那我怀疑呢，这个狱卒是不是真的知道这个问题啊，就是他是说呢，我想像成为你这样的人，我想从我的罪中得救。他不见得明白他是想怎么明
白。That jailer had never met anyone in his life who conducted themselves like Paul and Silas.
他狱卒从来没有一生见过像保罗希拉这样行事的人。
He saw something in them that he had never seen before.
他看见在保罗希拉里一些他从来没有看见的东西。
No prisoner had ever come in that prison and being treated like they were treated, were praying and singing in the night.
没有囚犯被像他们这样对待之后，半夜还会起来唱歌的。
Now, here's an encouragement for you. Your unsaved family and your unsaved friends are watching how you react in the troubles of life.
你要记得啊，你没有得救的朋友和亲人是看你在生命的麻烦里怎么回应的。
And you.By the way you respond to troubles and problems, are preaching a sermon to your unsaved neighbors and friends.
所以你的方式来对待你生命中苦难的方式，就是对你身边不信的亲人的一个讲道。
Are you preaching a good sermon or a bad sermon?
你在讲一篇好的道还是一篇坏的道呢？
Every Christian is always preaching.
每一个基督徒都在讲道。
With your life.
用你的生命讲道。
Now what's the story? Do everything possible to lead someone to Jesus. Even speak if it's necessary. We are to do everything possible to lead someone to trust Christ. Even speak if it's necessary. In other words, your life should be the example.
所以我们要做一切的事啊，如果能有益于他人认识基督啊，尤其是我们生命的改变，能让他们看见。
As Christians, we need to earn the right to speak.
所以我们作为基督徒呢，要挣来这样的机会来讲，
挣来说话的机会。
挣来说话的机会。
If someone comes to my door that I don't know and tries to tell me of some new product or new religion, I don't know them. I'm not interested in talking to them.
所以如果有人来到我门口呢，他要跟我推销一个新产品啊，我不知道，我不认识他们。
But if I get to know that person, and I know that they're not absolutely crazy, then I might listen to what they have to say. But they must earn me. They must, how's that go? They must give me the opportunity to trust them before I will listen to them.
所以那我会听他们讲啊，他要是给我有机会能信他们啊，让我听之前，让我能先能信他们。
So you show your friends and family that Jesus lives in you, and that makes a huge difference. And then when you have the chance to share with them, then they will say, "I knew there was something different about you." They will ask, just like the jailer.
所以你得先让自己的改变哈、啊，使得身边的亲人看见，啊、那他们就自然会像这个狱卒那样问这样的问题，因为他们已经看见你的改变。
Okay. So next week we're going to answer the question.
所以下一周呢，我们
会回答。It's a great question.
这一周我们看了这个问题啊。
And it's an easy, simple. Let me say this. The answer is simple.But it is not easy.
对，这个回答很简单，但不容易。
And we'll try to explain that next week.
我下周会解释。
Okay, Roy, could you close in prayer for us?
Roy,
and you can choose your language.
Roy, 帮我们做一个结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you this afternoon.
主啊，我们谢谢您今天下午。也谢谢您为了主耶稣基督。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢您给我们这个话语。
Your word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path.
您的话语是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
We thank you for Joe to teach us.
也谢谢您带领 Joe 弟兄教导我们。
We thank you everyone here.study your word.
也谢谢你带领每一个人来学习这话语。
Father, we pray that each of us will grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们盼望每一个人能在您的恩典和知识里成长。
Father, separate us with your blessing.
请求您用您的恩典浇灌我们。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.